by the truth himself, which is experienced by the true entity, the living energy. So, shall I say Om Shanti, Om Anand, Om Sat Truth, or Sat Chit Anand? Let us enjoy the truth. Arjuna is a very, very important special example, represents one of us. I think all of you are Arjunas. I realize I am also Arjuna. And I experience how God gives knowledge to all of us. What he gave 5,000 years ago, as he mentioned in the Gita, it was given to Sandinisti souls, it was given to Manu, it was given to Ikshvaku. God reveals this knowledge himself. And as it goes generation after generation, it's lost. And he says, once again, I have come to give you the knowledge. To whom? Those who love me. Those who have faith in me. And I give knowledge in a friendship way. Closeness. There's no secret. Friendship means he does not keep any secrets. He says, I give you, I reveal the secrets to you as my friend. So for a long time we heard, we said, God is beyond, unfathomable, difficult to recognize. And here he says, no, I tell you the deep secrets of knowledge. You heard the scene, how it was on the battlefield. This is also like very, the Mother Gita is the great scripture, the mother of all, the jewel of all scriptures. And just like children are taught with stories, analogies, beautiful examples, illustrations. So this is also a very inspiring knowledge given by God himself, written later on, when God gave the knowledge, if it was really on the battlefield. Did Arjuna take a stenographer with him or his computer, laptop with him to write? It is so natural seeing the situation. He expresses his feelings. He expresses his fear. He shares what is going to happen when he really fights or kills everyone. And God is giving him knowledge. Such a deep knowledge. He does not say, okay, how you should use the arrow and which weapon she should use. He's not teaching him how to fight externally. On a battlefield, the training should be given. If it was a physical battle, then physical things should be taught. So I sometimes ask myself, If I am going to give the exam of an examination hall, mathematics, and my mom says, put 2 spoons of dal, 1 spoon of butter, a pinch of salt, she is giving me measurement. She is giving me all the ingredients. Measurement, ingredients, all this is there, but that is a different thing than what I have to give in the examination. So when all the knowledge that is given by God, Arjuna was listening, Dhritarashtra, the king of blind, father of Kauravas, is eager to hear the result, to see the situation. And Sanjay, the one who had third eye, had divine vision, could see from a distance with a, in a trance, you can say, he is watching it and relating it. So it was not written on the battlefield, it's written later on, Vedvyas has written it. Books in the present form that are with us came much later. But it is the true history which repeats itself. History repeats itself. What was 5,000 years ago is exactly the present stage that we are on this battlefield. This is a field of action. The first shloka starts the Gita. Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra. The field of righteousness, field of religion, and field of action. Where is the battle taking place? Where is the battle taking place? Is it action on this unlimited field of action? Or a village where billions and billions of people, more than present population, can stand with their elephants and with their horses and with their all vehicles? Kurukshetra village, that is in Haryana, in India, is very small. I just been only a few months ago there. It's a memorial. All things which are happened, certainly later on, to keep the spirituality fresh, there has to be some constantly a reminder. So there are many beautiful reminders there. Memorials are there so that our memory becomes fresh, our experience, we make it fresh. So what I want to say, the spiritual aspect that Robin said that I should take up. So Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra. So it is a battle of righteous and unrighteousness. This field is action. God says this world is a field of action and you are farmer. Kshetragya. Kshetra means kheti, land, and we are farmers. And so it means my body is also a field of action. This matter is field of action. He says you cannot stay without performing action. You have to perform action. The second chapter, the third chapter, the fourth chapter, fifth, sixth, seventh, till ninth is always the knowledge of the self, realization who you are. First is perform duty, recognize your responsibility, realize you have to perform action, you cannot stay without performing action because this is what your religion, that is what your responsibilities, and that is what the purpose of life is. The living energy, the soul, he explains between matter and the soul. God says, this body is matter, material. You are expressing yourself through this body. It's very beautiful. All the example analogies are used so natural, so easy that we can understand. This body is like a costume, and you are an actor. You change the dress. The soul leaves a body and gets a new one, just like from a childhood you go to the youth age, from youth age you go to the old age, from old age you just slip into the new age, new birth. This is a birth, and here it is just like the age. So within the age there is a change, and here it is a change of dress. And so what this dress, old dress is renounced and new is taken. So it means you do not die. The soul does not die. The soul is immortal, metaphysical energy. So he's speaking about, it's the game of mind and matter, Prakriti and Purusha. Prakriti means five elements. And Purusha means the soul. Atma comes to express itself. And without the matter you cannot express. The seed has full potential in it, but without coming in connection with the soil, the seed will not grow. It will not express itself. Its potential cannot be seen. The fruits and leaves, branches of branches emerge only when the other elements are connected with that. So in the same way, the soul is the living seed and the body is like a tree. And five elements are there. Just like a seed needs elements, the sun, the water, the earth. So the body, the soul needs five elements to express itself. And speaking about these five elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether. And then says these five senses are your senses, which then you have to become detached from that. Sense organs. In fact, he's saying in the Gita that what is this body? This body is just like, yes, he gave the example of the dress. He has also given the example of a palace, a house which has nine doors. And this is why someone, when people speak about leaving the body, they say yogi leaves the body from the tenth door. Nine door means through which you take in the eyes, the ears, the nostrils, your mouth, your lower organs to pass waste and water. These nine doors, the energy when the body leaves the body, any of the door, the soul will go away. And yogi stays in God's remembrance and goes from the tenth door. And so it is, he's explaining from that time as a slave that it is eternal. So what he's giving in the battlefield, giving the knowledge of, detailed knowledge of soul. Soul and body are separate. And then he says, what is soul? It is, in soul consciousness, you are not even influenced by mind. You cannot say my mind is chanchal. You are beyond the influence of this. You cannot have doubt, but you are beyond this. In fact, the soul is a thinking being. It's the mind. That's why he said, manmana bhav mad bhakto, madhyaji bhav namaskaru. Means be mind with your mind. And with that faith, keeping your aim and object, concentrate on me. But in the beginning, because mind is making many, fickle, is making many kind of waste and weak thoughts, he says, you are not this. Go beyond this. Gives many beautiful examples that you are a soul, imperishable energy, metaphysical being. So mind, intellect, personality traits, weak mind, intellect and sanskaras is a soul. And that's why later on he speaks about the soul takes sanskaras in next birth. In whatever consciousness you leave the body, then you take the next birth according to your last thought. This is your sanskaras, according to that you take birth. So it's a thread actually, from the second chapter to the 18th chapter.